This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is The Fallout. Now on the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Ah, The Fallout, the final game of dominoes goes on. Who stands, who draws? Who will be left on the side of the road bleeding? Well, Friday night, the Pac-12 championship game got things started. Number five from the committee, Utah, taking on Oregon. Here's Jerry Allen from Learfield IMG College.
Hand it to Verdell up the middle. Gets free! Are you kidding me? Five! Touchdown! C.J. Verdell! Touchdown, Oregon! Duck fans, start celebrating! You are going to be the Pac-12 champions for 2019.
Now, why did the Buffalo Sabres just score a goal on that highlight? What is that? What's with the hockey horn? C.J. Verdell ran for 208 yards. Two long touchdown runs in the fourth quarter. As Utah showed, that defense really isn't that impressive. They lost 37-15. Entering the game, Utah had held 11 of 12 opponents to less than 100 yards rushing and led the nation by allowing 56 yards rushing per game.
That's because they didn't play anybody.
Here's Kyle Whittingham.
The fact that they won 11 football games, Pac-12 South champions, consecutive 2 years in a row. So a lot of good things. But unfortunately, we came up short tonight. The disappointing thing is we lost the game really in the one area that we've been undefeated this year is the line of scrimmage. We did not win the line of scrimmage for the first time all season, which was, like I said, disappointing and surprising, really.
So, five is out. Goodbye, Utah. Now, number six, Oklahoma, and number seven, Baylor in the Big 12 championship game. How would it end? Well, it ended in overtime. And here's Toby Rowland from Learfield IMG College.
In motion, Snead. Four wide receivers set. Hasty the back. Fourth and 20. Snap to Zito. Four-man rush. Back to pass. Under pressure. Flush. Right. Throws late. Down the middle. Incomplete. Ukanon hits the wagon. Put the ponies in the barn. It is 2:42 p.m. Central Time. And Oklahoma is still the Big 12 champion.
That was their fifth Big 12 title in a row. That was a great call. Another close win over Baylor, 30-23. Now, Sooners head coach Lincoln Riley says after the big victory of 30-23 in overtime that he believes they deserve to be in the playoff.
I hope they see the Big 12 champions. And, they've got a job to do. I get that. We've had a job to do as a team, which was continue to prove through the year, trust the things that we could, and then ultimately win a Big 12 championship. We've done that. We'll see whatever road it takes us on, but whichever one it is, we'll be ready.
I think the road takes you to the college football playoff, Coach. And that was a nice season from Matt Rhule, who did a great job at Baylor. He's proud of his fight.
You went in there and you battled. It was just a little bit short. You know, one guy catches one more ball. One guy, that guy doesn't. What a great play by that kid to run Platt down. If he just kind of doesn't make that play, who knows what happens. But that's football. But I think we'll be more than ready to go play again.
Good job, Coach. And if an NFL team doesn't have Matt Rhule on their short list, fire your general manager now or fire your owner. All right, number two, LSU and Georgia were next. So Georgia knew, win and you're in the SEC championship game. How'd that turn out for them? Here's Chris Blair on the LSU Sports Network.
Here it comes. Looking left. Pressure coming from the left. Throws it up left corner of the end zone. Waiting for it. Justin Jefferson. He's got it. Touchdown, Tigers. What separation. Georgia looked lost as Jefferson wide open in the back left corner of the end zone.
Chris Blair could have said Georgia looked lost at least 10 more times during the course of the afternoon. Horrendous effort from the Dogs. LSU quarterback Joe Burrow spoke after the 37-10 whooping.
They were unreal. They've been unreal all year. And they're one of the most improved groups I've ever been around, and they took that criticism to heart from last year. And you know, like I said, they were three-man rushing us in the first half, and I told them, hey, I'm gonna have to sit back there and find some open guys, because we're gonna have eight people in coverage.
He was bragging on his offensive line, and he should have. Joe Burrow threw for 349 yards, four touchdowns. He was the Tigers' second leading rusher, 41 yards on 11 carries. Jake Fromm, 20 of 42, five straight games under 50% passing. 225 yards, two interceptions. LSU should be number one when the rankings come out today. Kirby Smart, you didn't do what you needed to do, did you?
Unfortunately, we just couldn't make enough plays tonight. I give LSU a ton of credit. That is a really good football team, and we knew that coming in. We were going to have to play well. We were going to have to make some explosive plays. We were unable to do that. I am very proud of the way our players compete, and I am very proud of the leaders on this team who have continued to compete.
We'll see if they compete in the bowl game, because last year, losing the SEC title game, they came out and laid an egg and got dominated by Texas. That can't happen again. ACC title game. Honestly, they had one. I know. Doesn't sound like it's legitimate. Don Munson on the Clemson Radio Network tells you about the bloodletting.
Ball will rest on the right hash. Wide side of the field, left. Two wideouts there, and two also go right. Running back off the left-hand side of Lawrence. Back to pass. Lawrence looks, goes to the back of the end zone. Higgins, touchdown! His second grab for a touchdown, and Clemson extends the lead to 30-7.
They dominated 62-17. It was their fifth consecutive ACC conference title. Their 28th straight game that they won. Trevor Lawrence, four touchdown passes. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence afterwards says he doesn't feel overwhelmed by pressure at all.
I just know no matter how big the situation is, it's not really going to define me. Just putting my identity in, you know, what Christ says, who he thinks I am and who I know that he says I am. So really, like I said, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what people think about me or how good they think I play or whatever. You know, it doesn't really matter.
Trevor, I think it's a wonderful attitude, but believe me, people think you're really, really good. They think you're really good. And I think he does, too. Ohio State wins 34-21 over Wisconsin. They were losing by two touchdowns at halftime in the Big Ten championship game. But one of my favorite college football voices, Paul Keels, tells the story on Learfield IMG College.
Possible blitz being shown by the Badgers. Fields with the ball. Back to throw. Looking left. Looking middle of the field. Fires middle of the field, and it's caught at the five. And dancing into the end zone goes Ohio State's receiver, K.J. Hill, on a touchdown pass of 16 yards as he weaved his way through the Badger defense. And Ohio State has their first lead of the night, 23-21.
I think the Big Ten has a chance to score this time when they go to the college football playoff. Ryan Day, your team looks pretty awesome. Tell us about it.
I think when you look at our resume and what we've done in terms of the wins that we've had this year, and again, beating Wisconsin when they're a top 10 team twice, and then winning these three games in a row back to back to back, and then showing the character of what this team is made of. And I just think, you know, offense, defense, and special teams all across the board, we've had a strong resume. And there's great teams out there. Nothing against those other guys, but I know what this team's made of and what we've done this year and the way we've played. You know, we deserve the number one spot.
You won't be number one. Spoiler alert, you won't be number one. But you had a great year, and you're going to have a chance to prove it in the postseason. Good job, Ryan Day. After that big win, Justin Fields, three touchdown passes and a second-half shutout by the Ohio State defense. There it is, the final fallout. I'll have my first four in college football coming up after the top of the hour right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.